You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to Stairway to Heaven. And today we have a very, very special topic today. And it is coming from the Refuge Baptist Church. And the pastor is Reverend Kaiser Jones Jr. And his sermon today is about worship and how the devil tempted Jesus Christ on the mount. So let's sit back, relax, and listen to the sermon. If you like the sermon, give me a call at 614-817-5588. That's 614-817-5588. And let you know what you think about the sermon. So sit back, relax, and listen to Reverend Kaiser Jones listen to this sermon for the day. Thank you.
Tempt you, he is going to tempt what you worship.
mountain. The scholars are divided as to which mountain this may have been. Yet others argue that this mountain was not a literal mountain, but was possibly a vision. Nevertheless, all the kingdoms of the world pass through this vision. Listen, again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and also the glory in them, and saith unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt, and I want you to underline the next word, fall down and worship me. At any time you worship Satan, you fall from the recognition of realizing that there's only one God, and you only should you worship him. He showed it to him and made him a proposal. In Luke chapter 4, verse 6, which I read earlier, Luke tells us something that Matthew does not state. Luke says that the devil said, all these kingdoms have been given unto me, and I unto whomsoever I will. And the verb used in Luke is the verb excusia, which literally means the authority, while dunamis means power. So here Satan is saying, all the authority over all these kingdoms have been given to me, and I can give the authority to anyone that I choose. Y'all looking at me funny. Does Satan, does the devil indeed have authority over the kingdoms of the world? I want y'all to listen now. Jesus never challenged that statement. Jesus did not question this satanic claim. Jesus did, however, refer to sin as the G-O-D, the small g, of this world, and the prince and the power of the air. So then, there is no question as to whether Satan has dominion over the world. Y'all cool with me? Nowhere did Satan get the authority over the kingdoms of this world. That's why folks act the way they do. No, it's because he defeated He tries to present things of those that do not worship God, riding and living and money and all of the things that will sooner or later evaporate in this life. You see, there's only one thing you can take from this world, and we'll get to it a little later. He wants you to worship him instead of It's about worshiping me. You better get straight. This may be my last sermon. You better get straight. Because the only thing you can take from this world is your sanctified Holy Ghost filled power.
And I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33, with not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. That's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Okay, kids, dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart, then pump your knee.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids. Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When you shop Goodwill, you don't just bring home a vintage dress or cat lamp. You bring home so much good to your community. Because everything you buy funds local job training and more. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District. Our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
TalkTablerRadio.com, and you're listening to Stairway to Heaven. Today is a dedication to my daughter Antoinette Smith, and she just passed away. And I'm your host, Dr. Claude Smith, and my co-host, Mr. Gregory Fly. And today we're going to dedicate this program to her and my family. Antoinette was 41 years old when she passed away. She leaves a son, Sakar Smith, sisters Maggie Smith, Victoria Smith, Priscilla Bryant, Victoria Bryant, and Trisha Bryant. And she followed by her mother, Della Bryant. Antoinette was very cheerful and very happy person. I mean, she did the things she would help anybody, and everybody just, one thing about her, everybody loved her macaroni and cheese. They was crazy about that macaroni and cheese. Every time they go see her, go out, they want her to make that macaroni and cheese. She probably picked it up from her mother. But, you know, sometimes in life, you know, I mean, at 41 years old is a very, very young age for a young lady, you know, pass away like that. And she was in a coma from February up until now. My daughter was a cheerful and loving person, and she would call, and we would talk, have conversations. And sometimes we'd be joking around, and the first thing she would tell me, "Pop, young lady, we gonna fight." And not really, she just tell me that, "We gonna fight." And we really didn't fight, we talked a lot. Antoinette was a tremendous person, very young lady. And every time when her mother and I had separated and I went on the road, started playing with professional gospel groups, came back here. And she had grown up to be a beautiful young lady. And she was a beautiful young lady. And so she had, sometimes things wouldn't go well for her. And she thought she was all alone. I had to tell her that she wasn't all alone. Somebody was always there with her. So this program is for her to her and the rest of the family to dedicate to her and her son, Sakar. And hopefully that, you know, a lot of these young, let me say this to all you young ladies out there and young boys and young ladies, young men and ladies, that, you know, whatever you are, whatever you do, always believe in God and keep your hands in God's hand. And it's just like, it's a terrible loss to lose your baby sister. You know, our children are supposed to take care of us until our time come. But sometimes God makes no mistake. You know, he has when he once call a person home, he calls a person home. Bishop?
Yes, let's have a word of prayer. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, we come to you and we give you praise. Once again, we honor you. Lord, we bow in submission to your will. We don't always understand, but we trust you. And Father, we ask, Lord, a special prayer for the Smith and Bryant family today. Lord, that you may continue to lift them up and hold them up before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, I know their hearts are broken, but you are a heart fixer. You can mend the broken hearts because that's what you said in your word. And Lord, and we declare hearts being mended even right now and relationships being restored in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we ask, Lord, that you may bless this dad. Strengthen him, Lord, in a mighty way. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And we the family, you know, appreciate, you know, thank you for everything. You know, we appreciate for y'all to stand by us and everything. Although my good friend is, we had put it away. And, you know, this is, I think this is time for me to give her a dedication. So, Antoinette, if you're listening if you're watching down over your dad dedicate this program to you. And now she asked me to do something, and I'm always going to keep that. She asked me for something to do, and I'm going to keep that promise that she asked me to be with. And I'm going to keep that promise that I'm going to be working on real hard that it goes on. Bishop?
Yes. Brother Smith, tell me a little bit about Antoinette as she was a teenager, as she was growing up.
Well, as she was growing up, she was a young kid, just doing a teenage thing, you know. Mm-hmm. Like I said, half the time I wasn't there, but they would call me when I was in Texas, when I had living in Texas. They would call me and let me know what was going on. They say that she was very, very cheerful, very happy, and she, you know, got along with a lot of friends, a whole lot of friends. And she had friends that, you know, they just hung around. I can remember times when, let me go back. I remember times when they were staying, and she was staying in Pondex. I wasn't here, but I can remember her mom had separated and everything. But she had a little, about her being about maybe, think about 4 or 5 years old, you know, little girls around, they don't know about no boyfriends and stuff like that. Say so she used to go down to the neighbor's house and go get this little boy, and they come sit on the bench holding hands together like they two grown people. And I saw that picture, and then I said, I'll be doggone. I said, she's starting already. I have a boyfriend. But, I mean, she was a beautiful person, and yes. She was loving and caring and everything. Mm-hmm. And, she would talk to me. I would talk to her. After I married my second wife, here, she was at the wedding, and I had a cookout, and she came over, and she had a nice time at the cookout. I mean, she was just the type of person that, I mean, we loved each other. We were close.
Okay.
But the one thing about it, she was always like to start an argument with me.
Okay.
I wonder, what have I done? I have a thing that she just pop, blah, 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 pop this, pop that. And I say, okay, baby, we can, reconcile this now.
Okay.
And then one time she pulled a con gang on me. And I wondered, she said, Pop, I say, what? How much you love me? I said, I love you very much, baby. Why you ask me that? Well, you see, can I get $30? And I got to thinking about it. I said, let me play a little game. I'm going to play a little game on her and let her know I had it, but I didn't want her to know I had it on me. So I played a little game on her and everything. I said, you know, this is the little girl's game. They're going to play. They're trying to ease up to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, this is the little girl's game, so we're going to play along with it. I told her I didn't have it. So I said, I'll try to get it for you sometime today. And I waited for about 15 minutes. And then I call. I say, well, you can, I have it. I said, my friend gave it to you. Oh, good. I say, let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you a little story. I said, I had it on me all the time when you call. So you come down. And then she said, you know what, Pop? I said, what? She said, we're going to fight. I said, do we always have to fight every time we talk? We're going to fight, Pop. I'm going to let you know who's who. We're going to fight. But I knew deep down, we wasn't really going to, like I said before, we wasn't going to really hit each other or do anything. She just said that. But like I said, she was a sweet, charming young lady. And I know through school, through the teenage years, she was sweet and young. And the time she got in the eighth grade, something happened to her in the eighth grade, and that's when she, you know, when you're in high school, you get to mess around with little boys, and she had dropped out of school in eighth grade. But she was smart, and she had wisdom and everything, and she was a caregiver for helping senior citizens and okay. stuff like that. And she called me to go to church with her one time, and I went to meet her at the church, and she didn't show because she was sick, so she didn't show up. So, but that's who High Antoinette was. She was sweet and charming, beautiful lady.
But she sounded like a young woman that really loved her dad, and didn't mind talking stuff to him. So, you know, a lot of times, I have four daughters.
Uh-huh.
And, sometimes we go round and round.
Uh-huh.
And I have one daughter, you know, she tells me, well, Dad, you better watch out how you talk to me because I'm the one that got to make decisions for you.
Uh-huh.
And I say, no, you don't.
Uh-huh.
No. She said, well, you know, I'm going to put you in the nursing home. I said, no, you're not. I'm going to come and live with you.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, so I understand what you're saying. But tell me a little more about what type of music does she like?
She liked the old school music, and which I don't have none of. I didn't get to get none of her music to bring with her, but she liked some old school, but then she liked some gospel, stuff like that.
So she liked the old school Motown stuff?
Yeah, she liked some of the Motown stuff, and she liked Patti LaBelle, which I seen some of her music and everything. She liked Patti LaBelle, and she liked and some other artists, you know, I could think of. I never got into it, and she had a talent. She could sing.
Okay.
And I tried to get her to come out, get out, and use her talent, come and express herself in the public like I did.
Mm-hmm.
But she never did. She never did it. She stayed to herself, raised her son like a good mother should, and then she had gotten married, and then that didn't work out too well. So... But she just carried on. I mean, she was a very, very strong lady. Even through sickness, she was a very strong lady. She didn't give up. She was fighting. She fought hard to come back. She mm-hmm. really, she fought very hard to come back. She fought till the time of her death. And it's just that, you know, when you're a strong person, you're going to fight. And she fought to stay where she tried to stay here with us. But her body was tired and was weak, and she couldn't couldn't fight no more.
Okay.
That's how I was.
Well, we know we are assured that she has a new body with no pain, no sickness, no more death, no heartaches, no more crying. She has a new body. So we praise God that He promises us a new body when this one wears out.
Yeah, and I know she's probably enjoying her new body and flying around up in heaven and everything, because she was also with the sickness. She was obese, and she had that asthma and everything, but what caused her death was an infection with the trach. That's what caused her. That's
okay.
And the infection had built up in her body, and that probably that's what swelled her up. And, well, she just, I mean, she was just one heck of a lady, heck of a young lady to do things, to do what she, to be herself. But as I said before, but like, if she wasn't, she was here today, and by us doing the show, I would try to get her up here and tell us, give her a little recipe on her macaroni and cheese. So I would do that. And if she was here today, I would, you know, trying to get her brothers and sisters to call in and say something about it, but I'm gonna have to tell them, which you can't get hold of. They probably radio mic shy and radio shy, whatever it is. But next time I'll try to get them to call in and say what they want to say about her. For those who are want to join in our conversation, give us a call at 614-817-5588, Bishop.
Yes. I just want to remind everybody that this show is dedicated to Antoinette Smith, the daughter of Brother Smith, who lost her battle, but she won because she went to be with the Lord. So we just want to dedicate this show to her. And if you have some words about her, if you knew her, well, then please give us a call. We're anxious to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, we are very anxious to hear what you have to say. Also, let me give my shout out before we continue. I'd like to give the Core Lab, give them a shout out to people out there on Roundtree, out there on Roundtree off of Schrock Road. And I'll give my shout out to them and my wife and the rest of the family, the Smith family and the Bryant family, the Fells, and everybody that's part of Anthony. I'll give them a shout out to the whole family, even the cousins that she had in Cincinnati and aunts she had down there. And her two brothers, Claude Jr. and Justin Smith. And like we say, if you want to give us say anything, let us know. We'll give you a call. Give us a call and say what you if you have a few words to say. Say what you have to say to what you want to say. We would very very appreciate it what you had to say. But just like this dedication is to Antoinette Alberta Smith. When she was born, I gave her, she had four names. Her name was Antoinette Alberta Della Smith, but she dropped one because she said it was too much. Della was her mother's name, and it was too much for her. And that's just the way, just the way it is. And so she dropped one, just went with Antoinette Alberta Smith. And so Alberta came after my sister Beverly Smith, the late Beverly Smith. Her name was Beverly Alberta Smith, so I just added Alberta on that to her birth certificate.
Okay.
And that's how we got together. But like I said, it's right now it's kind of hard for me to say anything.
Oh, I understand.
You know, I'm fighting within myself. But you know, like you said, but God knows who He wants to call home, and I know the Lord's given her her just reward. Although we all are not perfect down here, but you know, by the forgiveness that He has given her and let her come home to be with us, and she's probably see her mom up there with her mom and her mom once together and. It probably was a great grand reunion for her, for them to see each other, you know, for all this time. So, Antoinette, you know, this is from Dad. And we love you. I love you. I miss you. Sorry we won't get to have the fights or anything like we used to have. But you know, it hurts when you're not there. And I guess to all parents who have to go down and look down on their daughters and sons for the last time, and it gets to now I know how it feels when you have to look out on your own child. I know how it feels now because you never know when you're going to have to pass this way again. You never know.
You know, and that is so true, and I'd like to encourage everyone to take care of yourself. Eat the right foods and do the exercise that you need to do. And by all means, you know, we have COVID out here and it's taking people far, far too early. And I just want to encourage you to do what you know is right to protect yourself and the ones that you love. And we all have an expiration date. We came here with appointed time. God has extended our time on this earth. And so because He has done that, we have to still prepare to leave. So death is a part of life. The Bible lets us to know that life is like a vapor and that the memory of life is like the little vapor that's in the air that smells lingers on even after the person is gone. And so that's what we're talking about today with Antoinette. We're talking about the smell that lingers on, those things that gave joy, those things that that her dad will never forget about her because she will always be in his heart. So I'm going to talk to the young people. Young people, do some things now, some good things that your family will be able to say, well, you know, he did that, he did the other, well, she did this, and she was doing some great things. Make your family proud of you, but most of all, be proud of yourself and make the Lord proud.
Yes, please do that. And young people, also like young people, there's nothing. I'm going to say this, and Antoinette knew this because she raised her son the way to be more respectful and everything. And she kept him out. I know it was a hard fight. She raised him by herself. But he kept a straight level head, and he stayed out of trouble. Mm-hmm. And when you got, like my mother did, it was just me and my three sisters. And she raised me, and I know I was kind of hard and knucklehead, but she did the best she can until she got, until she met my stepfather. But the young people, I like to say this to you, there's nothing, if Antoinette was here, she would tell you, there's nothing out there but trouble, hardcore trouble.
You know, Brother Smith, it's kind of hard to imagine you being a knucklehead.
Yeah, I was. I was a knucklehead. I was a knucklehead. But even my wife, you know, I'm dedicated. I'm gonna make this dedication to my wife. Then I'll say, I'm gonna say this. I was a knucklehead, and you know, I did things that you know Mom didn't like, but she took care of it. She took care of it, and I'm glad she did, because if she didn't, I'd probably be in the bars with a number across my shirt.
Okay.
But thank God I didn't. I had a number. I had a shirt on, but it says United States Army with my name on the right
Hallelujah.
Side and the Army on the left side.
Hallelujah.
So, you know, it was hard for me. It was hard for her when I made that decision to go, and I went on and did it anyway. But I'm telling you, for the young people, you know, do something like Bishop says, and do something, and I say together, do something to make your parents happy, because it's hard when you got to go downtown into City Hall. You're on the outside looking in, seeing your son behind bars, your daughter behind bars because of something she did. And I'm saying this in behalf of Antoinette too, that whatever you do, watch your friends, because your friends are not always your friends. And they will try to do everything they can to influence you to do the wrong things and do the right things. But like, she was a God-fearing woman, and she loved the Lord, and she knew the Lord. But she did what she had to do. But she kept her son safe and kept her son on her watch. And she taught him very, very well. He's very, very well. And I'll say this, that even though when I was on the bus, we riding the bus, and I see Antoinette and Sakaar together, and he would leave his mom and come sit right under me, real, real close. And that me and that young man right now, I'm the only, he got aunts and uncles, but you know, I text and call him, I have him to call me, and I call him and say, Papa, I'm sorry I was asleep. I say, well, don't worry about it. You know, I just want to see how you doing. But once him and I are going to have a real serious talk, once we get together, because I'm not his mom, but I'm gonna try to pick up where his mother left off at, mm-hmm. and try to keep him encouraged and keep him straight, yes. and keep him strong,
yes.
because I'm wanting really, truthfully, and hopefully there's nothing out here. Hope and pray that I can get him in the military, where he can go see the world, and in the military help him make something of himself and out of himself. And that's what I'm looking for, Bishop.
So, as your daughter began to get ill, and she built up this infection, and the family kind of understood that, except the Lord stepped in, that this day was coming, did you notice a closeness of the family coming together even the more?
I did. I noticed the family got closer together. Even the two sisters had gotten closer together. Mm-hmm. They was at her bedside, and I was there too. They by saying I had stood back and watched her, and she looked up. Her and I watched eye to eye, and she looked at me and said, "Well, Dad, Dad, I'm getting ready to leave here."
Uh-huh.
And I looked and I told her, I said to myself, baby, fight. I said, fight after that, fight. Fight hard, baby, fight. And she fought to her last breath. She fought to her last breath. Mm-hmm. And she slowly closed her eyes and closed away. But I did try to notice a closeness in the family. And I noticed the closeness, because you know, you can be close. And when death comes, death sometimes tears the family. It'll bring it closer. And in the meanwhile, it will tear a family apart. They're having each other's throats. And I never, you know, and there was a little irregularly there. And I did not, got to thinking, after I did it, you know, I felt bad for myself. And when we went to the funeral, I was sitting in one chair, my daughter's in there, my grandson, he's sitting next to me. And mm-hmm. I would hug my oldest daughter and let her know that, hey, I love you. You call me and let me know what's going on.
You know, Brother Smith, we led in with standing in the need of prayer, mm-hmm. and that's what the family needs. We have to keep families up before the Lord and keep one another up before the Lord, mm-hmm. Because these are some turbulent times, and death seem to be all around. I heard today that, again, over 700,000 people have lost their lives to COVID. But, you know, she lost her life to a sickness, but it's okay. She's at peace now. She's in a place, like I said before, where there is no sickness and there is no suffering. Because we never know the relationship that she had with the Lord, because she laid on a bed in a coma, and we don't know what went on between her and God. But yeah. I do know this one thing, that he said he would never leave us nor forsake us.
Yes, he and I believe that with all my heart. That, and as you said, like you said, that I don't know what, because when I went there to see her, it was looked like it was a spot on the wall in that room that she would look at all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It was a spot. Then I didn't see what she was looking at, but I think probably was the Lord. Probably was she's looking at that one spot on that wall, and. You know, and it seemed like I talked to her. I say, Blake, you got to get up and fight. We got to get up and fight. I said, because I need you. Dad got some things he wants you to help him to do. And every time I went in that room, she look at this, that one spot in that room she would look at. And I don't know what it is. Some people say it's a light that they be looking at or something else. But there's something there that she was watching. And she must have knew her time was coming to an end by looking at that one spot. And like as you said before, Lord knew what he was doing, and I can't have to go along with that.
Amen.
And have to agree with that.
We have to bow in submission to his will.
Yes.
Because his will be done regardless of whether we bow to it or not, but it makes it easier for us when we submit to his will.
Yes, it is. And my mother was like that also when she passed away. And I go to her to see her when in Cincinnati. She's at Jewish Hospital in Cincinnati when I went to see her. Mm-hmm. She was there. It's something that when a person knows when it's time to go home, I guess they be just laying there waiting, saying, Lord, I'm ready to come home. You know, I'm waiting on you to come get me. So I think that's what was with her when she's looking at that one spot. On the wall. Okay. Right here, we are going to let you to, we're going to wrap it up here. And like to say to all you YouTube fans and TV, this is Dr. Bass Claude Smith and Bishop Fly. We'll see you next time on YouTube. Thank you.